Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt, and it's been a couple of months now that we were seeing London Perry off to St. Jude Hospital from their home in Belmont, Mississippi, and there was this vehicle that came through the parade. We were there for the parade for London, and it said Chris Hope on the side. It was the Chris Hope Foundation. Mr. Justin Perry, London's father, mentioned who Chris was, and we had a brief encounter there at the parade, but I've been wanting to have Chris on the program for some time now through the Chris Hope Foundation based in Memphis, Tennessee, and right now I do have Chris Hope on the line. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Chris.
I'm glad to be here, man. Appreciate it.
And like I said, I was so glad to see your foundation there at the parade. Of course, you were there, and you saw the many people who wanted to honor and recognize this little girl named London Perry, right, as she was getting ready to go to St. Jude, and you saw the support from that community in Belmont.
Right. Yeah, it's amazing. You know, we're based out of Memphis, which is a large city. Of course, I meet a lot of families, you know, coming through St. Jude and Lebanon. And so one of the things I realized, the small towns are really, you know, they're tight-knit because everybody knows everybody, everybody supports everybody. And when I was there, like I said, that was a nice size parade. I mean, here in Memphis, I haven't really seen any person parades with lines that long. And it was really something exciting to see the support that they give to the Perry family.
Well, and what a family they are. And I've had Justin on the program a couple of times as we've recognized London. He's had some songs that he's written that I've recognized those because I want to let people know that there are families out there that they can connect with, that they can understand what they're going through to a certain extent, and know that there's an entire community out there of children who need our help and our support.
Without a doubt, you know, it's amazing that, you know, there are people who know about St. Jude and pediatric cancer, but their knowledge is extremely limited. I mean, because that was me 6-7 years ago. Only thing that I knew that there was St. Jude and you know, kids with cancer was treated there, but never knew about the impact that it had on the family's lives beyond the treatment that the kids get, and how much families are impacted, you know, whether it be, you know, financial difficulties, whether it be relationships with family members, because not only are the parents affected, but the entire family circle is affected. And so this is something that, you know, we wanted to bring awareness to, along with the support, you know, that the kids need when it comes to celebrating birthdays, or comes to, you know, celebrating no more chemo parties, things like that. Nobody knew about no more chemo parties unless you was actually involved with a kid's life. So these are things that need to be, you know, celebrated and acknowledged, and something hopefully that we could, you know, elevate and create more of awareness down the line.
You bring up something that's very interesting, Chris, and I'm thinking about if someone were to go to Chris Hope Foundation right now and they saw the video at the top of the page where it shows a place for families to go and stay, or they saw the mini activities, they see the big race, they see all these things as they are now. But to go back 6 or 7 years ago, you as a man who did not know or realize what was going on at St. Jude and the many different issues that these children and these families have to go through, I think it's important for listeners to know about that first step, because it's great to see the things that are happening now, but to realize that you had to take that first step for it to happen, for it to be the way it is right now. How did that come to be, Chris?
Actually, being there at St. Jude and hearing the testimonies firsthand, I was actually meeting a family, and not meeting, but I was visiting a family. And of course, you know, the family's there, they had the common areas and everybody to congregate and hang out and talk. In the midst of the visit, you know, they were just sitting around talking. They didn't know me from anybody else. And I was hearing about families who were losing their homes. There was somebody that was actually getting ready to, well, I would thought it was a celebration, which it was, that their child, you know, beat cancer and they were getting ready to be released. And I thought, I was like, hey, that's a good thing. You know, ready to give high fives and all of that. But he still had this sad look in his face. He said, well, it's kind of good news and it's not. I was like, well, what do you mean? He said, well, since we've been here for 9 months, we weren't able to keep up the mortgage in our home and we lost our home. So now we're going home, but we don't know where home is because we don't have anywhere to go. And that was something that I was like, oh man, you know, never thought about that. You know, what I always call the other side of pediatric cancer, you know, and sitting there and hearing the families like talk about how their family struggled because grandma or auntie who had to keep the other two siblings, you know, like during the school year, the kids have got on their nerves. So now the aunts and the grandmas and everybody who helped support the whole case, be there to support them with their keeping their kids while their other child fight cancer. There's like, you know, we weren't expecting this for 6 months, 9 months, 18 months. And, you know, it causes stress on that end. It's like, okay, so that's another part that I never, ever thought about when it came to pediatric cancer. So being able to sit there and hear the testimonies from the people themselves was something that was really an eye-opener for me. And what really, really, really got us going was I was visiting a family. They had 2 weeks before they were going home. And the mom was there in tears. In my mind, I'm thinking, okay, there was a setback. So they're not going to be able to go home. I come to find out she was on the phone with the mortgage company and they hadn't been able to make any more payments. Everybody who was been able to help them, they had exhausted all those opportunities for, you know, to get financial help, and they were getting ready to lose their house. Immediately, I asked how much the mortgage was and got some friends together, and we pitched in $100 a piece. The next day, took a tour, saved their mortgage. As a matter of fact, they're still in the house now. And then at that point, pretty much that's what, how the Chris Hope Foundation got started. And we were like, we ought to be able to do this for more people. And it just kind of took off from there. You know, we don't necessarily do a whole bunch of mortgage payments, but there are so many other small things that we do for these families that makes a huge impact. So for the most part, I guess kind of long story short, hearing the testimonies themselves and noticing, you know, all the things that these families go through.
After talking to so many families over the past few years that I've done the Mark White Show, Chris, they have to hit a pause button. Expectations, what their lives were in the process of doing, where they were at in their jobs, as you mentioned, mortgages, and we have single moms out there that they have to quit their job and go be with their kids in so many different circumstances. How many families can hit the pause button and be able to survive is the question. Now, granted, they're going to stay with their child. They're going to be there for them. They're going to do everything they possibly can to be there for the child that they love. Right. But at the same time, all of these other things keep going, and their life is put on pause while they sit there at the hospital hoping and praying for their child to recover. The mortgage continues. Right. The bills continue.
Right.
Jobs, the workplace where they were at continues on, and they may continue on without them. So there are so many different circumstances, and you kind of come in as the Chris Hope Foundation to say, okay, where are you at right now, and what is it that we can do to help alleviate some of the pressure that you're feeling? That's what I see from your foundation, Chris.
Once a child is treated and needs to go home, of course, there are treatments after the fact, depending on the program. There are families that have to come back, or kids have to come back every 2 weeks, some every month, or some every 3 months. And one of the things that I learned that it's hard for a mom, especially if you're a single mom, to keep a job. Okay, you're home, your kid is home, but you can't keep the job because, okay, I want to work here, but every 2 weeks I got to go to Memphis for 2 or 3 days so my child can get treatment, or every 30 days so my child can get treatment. And a lot of employers was like, not allowing it. They, you know, they hire you, they need you there to work, not to get hired in 2 weeks, you know, work a half a week. And a lot of parents were struggling to get jobs after the fact. We had to help a family in Louisiana stop a repossession on their vehicle. They came to Memphis every 2 weeks from Louisiana, and it was hard for her to work. And the repo people would come to get to her car, and a couple of days later, they supposed to come to Memphis for treatment. And we literally had to call the repo company while the truck was on the way to make the payment to save their truck and be able to have it to come to Memphis for chemo. So it's beyond during the treatment, it's after the treatment as well, that these families continue to struggle.
And they need some people in their lives who are ready, willing, and able to dive in. And that's what I want to talk about in the next segment, Chris, is I want to talk about how people can be part of the Chris Hope Foundation. If they've been listening and they're beginning to understand maybe some of the challenges, this is just the tip of the iceberg, but to give them some grasp of what's happening to these families and the circumstances, and also give them a way to give hope to these families, and that would be through the Chris Hope Foundation at this time.
Okay.
All right. Folks, right now we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk some more to Chris Hope about the Chris Hope Foundation and what you can do to be a part of this special effort. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away. Kid on second base wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and I do want to give a shout out right now to London Perry, because I found out about the Chris Hope Foundation because of London and Justin Perry and their family as we did a parade in Belmont, Mississippi. I'll never forget the community of Belmont showing up and showing out for that family. And then this car comes along and it's the Chris Hope Foundation. I wanted to meet Chris. I had a chance to briefly meet him at that event. And now I have Chris Hope on the line with me on the Mark White Show to share about this special Chris Hope Foundation. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Chris.
All right. I'm glad to be here, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. So we opened the door in the last segment for families to get a glimpse of what some families are going through, some of the circumstances. And there may be listeners out there right now. I hope that there are listeners out there right now who want to find a way that they can help these families who are in need, who are struggling right now as they face the battle with their children who have cancer. Let's talk about how people can connect with the Chris Hope Foundation, what you want them to do to be a part of this effort. If somebody says, look, I'm all in, I'm 100% behind the Chris Hope Foundation, what can I do, Chris?
Easy. Visit our website at www.chrishopefoundation.org. There you find a whole bunch of different programs that we offer, all the different ways that you can support, all of the different events that we have going on that you can participate in, sign up for, to volunteer. Of course, there's also the opportunity to be a donor, whether it be one time or a recurring donor. So there are a lot of opportunities out there on the website at www.chrishopefoundation.org.
Now, Chris, I was talking to Justin Perry, and there was a water shortage after the ice storm a couple of months ago there in Memphis at St. Jude. And I was talking to Justin, and he said, well, Chris Hope has this deal worked out, and he's bringing water down to St. Jude. And I was like, okay, Chris Hope's on top of it.
Yeah. I was actually kind of shocked to hear that that they were dealing with a water shortage. And, of course, in the Memphis area, there was nowhere to buy water. And I am a road driver for UPS. So considering that I am on the road out of Memphis, I was able to get, I don't know how many cases of water inside that UPS truck. And of course, there are a ton of us who travel. And I put it out there to all of our UPS drivers. Look, stop by our stores, stop by our truck stop, grab some cases of water because St. Jude and Le Bonheur and all the housing facilities are in need. And that's what we were able to do. And we all got back in town. We unloaded, put it in my personal vehicle, and went out there and delivered it to the different facilities.
In 5 months, Chris, and I know you're marking your calendar, October the 2nd, 2021, there will be the Race for Hope, the 5K and 10K. Let's talk about this event. I know 5 months seems like a long way away, but it's really not.
No, that's really like right around the corner. It's one of our most anticipated events every year. It's, since the very first year that we had, it's been quite a success. Luckily, I'm not the runner that I used to be, but I mean, I'm part of a large runner community, and they support what we do, and of course, they love running, and this is a great way for them to support us. It's a beautiful route that goes through downtown Memphis. It's been a not the same route, but in the same area of downtown Memphis every year. And it's something that people always look forward to, including myself. As you know, as you said, it's a 5K and a 10K. So those runners who are like preparing for the St. Jude race in December, they use our race as part of their training. Of course, walkers are welcome to be a part of it. And we can never ever have enough volunteers to help make the race fun and successful.
Well, and we have the CHF Water Station Great American River Run May 29th. Yeah. And I want to lead people to all these events. And of course, they can go to chrishopefoundation.org and find out about these events. But there's a lot of things that are happening where people can, if they want a way to plug in, they can certainly do it.
Yeah, most definitely. You talked a little bit about our high performance smart car that was down in Belmont. So at the Great American Race, we actually have the water station at mile 2, I believe, a cheer station, and we had the little what I call the high performance limited edition sports car with the big CHF logo on it out there waving pom-poms, yelling, motivating, and of course passing our water to all the runners and walkers that go by.
And when people go to the chrishopefoundation.org, they can find out about Chris Hope Foundation. They can learn about the impact, the family house, all the events that are coming up. They can find out how to give and donate, and then also the store. You've got some pretty cool swag people can buy, and I'm sure that helps the foundation as well.
Most definitely. Yeah, most definitely. We look forward to each spring when we reveal some new things. So this year we focus more on our slogan, which is helping hands, giving hope. So it's more of that that's on display on the website this year in the store. So, yeah, we try to get the logo and make branding an importance as far as the organization goes. And you mentioned something about the CHF Family House. which opened in September last year. That is something that we are extremely proud of. I think we have had 5 families there so far. Right now, the family is there is our first long-term family who has a 4-year-old who is battling brain cancer for the second time. So they're going to be there for 6 months. And, you know, that is one of the ways the donations and the sponsorships and the grant that we receive help, because they're able to have housing and not worry about, you know, where they're going to stay next. And we're in the process of trying to figure out ways to get a second house and a third house, because the plan was to be able to help as many families as we can. But the problem is, if we have families staying there 3 months, 6 months, 9 months at a time, that means we're only helping 1 family to 2 families a year. So we want to be able to offer more housing so we can offer, you know, places to, for these families to stay, because it's something that's a big need with all the COVID rules around. On the St. Jude Families page, there are always people asking, what is available in the area, because we're moving to Memphis and I have 2 kids and my husband, and we need to stay together during this process. So we want to be able to expand and say, hey, come stay at the CHF Family House. So that's one of the things that's our mission for 2022, to have the CHF Family House 1, 2, 3, 4, but to be able to offer more for these families.
Well, we didn't have too much time to talk at the parade in Belmont, Mississippi, but we've had almost 30 minutes now, Chris, and I want you to know that the Mark White Show is in your corner and that I'm here to help be a vehicle to help spread the word. I appreciate the great work that you're doing, because a lot of these families, Chris, that I have had on the show, the families that I have come in contact with, have benefited from the Chris Hope Foundation, and there are more families. There are families listening right now. There are people listening right now who know someone, sadly, who's going to be diagnosed with cancer, and they're going to need resources. They're going to need the tools, and I hope that they will remember the Chris Hope Foundation as they move forward and then reach out to you guys to see what you can do to try to help them.
Right. That's what we're here for. You know, my main objective is to not say no. In the past six years, I've only had to say no once, because simply because what they wanted didn't fit the criteria. But that's our main goal, to never say no. If you need us, we want to say yes and be there for you. And so the support that we receive is crucial to our success.
One more time, let's lay out to people on social media. I know that people can follow Chris Hope Foundation on Facebook. What are the other avenues, the other platforms where people can plug in to Chris Hope Foundation?
Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Of course, we seem to post more on the Facebook and Instagram the most, because it seems to be where the most traffic comes from. And of course, you can always visit the website too at www.chrishopefoundation.org.
Absolutely. And at the Chris Hope Foundation, their mission is to touch lives, empower families, and fight back against childhood cancer and other life-threatening illnesses. Chris Hope, it's been a real honor and pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today to share about this foundation and the great work you all are doing. I know it takes a team, and I want to give a shout out to everyone who's involved with the Chris Hope Foundation.
Oh, most definitely, because definitely do all this by myself. Yeah, we definitely have a remarkable team. We are full volunteer staff. And full volunteer includes me. And we are passionate about what we do. We get excited when we're able to help families and, you know, be a positive impact in somebody's life. So, yeah, shout out to the CHF team for sure.
Thank you, Chris Hope, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Mark, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Folks, we've been talking to Chris Hope with the Chris Hope Foundation. I hope that you will go to chrishopefoundation.org, follow them on social media. That would be Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can find out more about the Chris Hope Foundation. I hope that this has opened a door for you and enlightened you to the opportunities that are available to help these families who are affected by childhood cancer. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing stories to encourage and inspire. If you are encouraged and inspired by The Mark White Show, I hope that you'll share it with your friends, your neighbors, and your family. Let them know about The Mark White Show. Please support The Mark White Show through Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Subscribe via podcast, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and on TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show. And this is your host, Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
To live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hello there, everybody. This is DJ Svoboda with the Imagine Friends of Imagineville, dedicated to spreading autism acceptance and autism inclusion, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyler's Corner, she's living life sunny side up.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.